to my beautiful soul tribe. This is your girl, Miss Keita Love Tea. I have been taking a little break, much needed break, so that I may regroup, that I may also come back into a balance in my life. And for those of you that know, or if you didn't know, I lost my mother on last year during the pandemic. No, she didn't have COVID. However, as a result of her being in the hospital, she did contract it. But my mother passed away from stage 4 lung cancer. And I didn't know it. No, I think nobody knew it. However, my mother was strong, and she went through that by herself. And it took a toll of me. And then a couple of months after that, I lost my nephew. And a couple of months after that, I lost my uncle. So it's been a lot of losses on last year and the early part of this year. But nevertheless, I'm here, I'm blessed, and I am truly, truly thankful and grateful to all that reached out to me and to all that sent me a word of encouragement. And for those of my listeners, you don't know, but I'm just bringing you up to speed of the things that has transpired within a year. And I've had to take a break just so I could focus on me, just so I can focus on getting back in balance. How many of you know that when you go through a lot of things emotionally, it throws you off balance? You have to be able to balance out your mental, your emotional, as well as your spiritual self. So that's what I've been doing. And so again, I want to thank you all for your support, for those that have supported me and listened to my podcast, my earlier podcast. Since I had this time to regroup and this time to be able to get back in balance, and I honestly been going through a lot of growing pains. Growing pains is necessary. I don't know how many of you know that, but growing pains is very, very necessary for us to be able to elevate, for us to be able to go into a new dimension in our spirituality, and for us to be able to dig deep, so that we can find the places within us that hurt. So I just wanted to take this time just to come in to say hello to my listeners, my soul tribe, and Marquita about to get it back up and popping. Okay, Miss Keita Love Tea, because I got a lot to share. Of course, you know, going through all of these different transitions in my life, and also this journey called life, it's been trying but yet rewarding. It's been challenging but yet worth it. It's been also a lonely walk, but well worth the peace that comes from it. How many of you know that in order for you to be able to experience more abundant peace, is you have to check out your surroundings. You have to check out the people that surround you and the people that you surround yourself with. You also have to check out within yourself, what are you doing to prevent your own peace? Because sometimes it's easy for us to look outside of ourselves for the peace that we seek, because we have not been taught to look within. And so I'm going to be talking about that starting on tomorrow. Today is October the 13th. Okay, can you believe it? It is now October the 13th. This year 2021 is almost over, guys. And it is just like, wow, the time is just moving quickly. And so, of course, I want to talk about those things. But again, I do thank you all for your support. I thank you all for the love, energy that you send me. And for those of you that will donate to my channel, I really appreciate it. You can cash at me at Miss Keita Ross, at, you know, with the dollar sign, okay? And if you want to be a blessing that way, sending energy blessings that way, I will be more than happy to receive it, and in the spirit of which she gave. Remember, it is better to give than to receive. Remember that. So I thank you all for your support, and Miss Keita will be back.